Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams. And hey, sweet surprise, I'm actually broadcasting live from the state of Kansas. What an opportunity to be here, and it's just always good to be in the place where God wants you to be, because it's always an opportunity to grow, it's an opportunity to expand, it's just great opportunities that unfold. And whenever God presents an opportunity, it is certainly a chance for us to growth, new ways of expansion. And we can grow in ways that we had no idea that we needed to grow in. I want to remind you today that I want you to have an absolute conviction. Even before we get into the topic today of our episode, I think it's important that we have absolute conviction. Yeah, absolutely certain about what we believe, who we are, you know, and this is who I am and this is what I believe. And I want you to have an absolute conviction that God is on your side. I want you to have an absolute conviction that God is with you and you are a child of God. You belong to God. God loves you, and no matter where you are, no matter where you are a daughter or a son of God. Listen, and I want you to have an absolute conviction that you can overcome with God. Whatever the situation or your challenge is, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that with God, you can overcome any and every situation? Another great overcoming thing is this: unite with your family. It's important. Why? Because it all began with a family. I mean, this whole creation that God so miraculously and so meticulously placed in this atmosphere, guess what? It started with a family. So I want you to know what an absolute conviction. God loves me no matter what. Absolute conviction, 24/7, God loves you no matter what. You know, when I got up this morning, I was going to read the scripture, and I kind of had my heart set on one particular psalm, but I was led by the Spirit to go to the 26th Psalm, which, to, you know, sometimes it synchronizes with the date. So I went there and I began to read it. And as I began to read it, I began to see another level of God's attributes and God's character. As I read Psalms 26, and I'd like to read it to you, if you don't mind. And again, I want to thank you for listening in to this episode today. And I want you to know that we have passed 2,000 listeners. Isn't that something? 1 year of broadcasting, and with your love, your support, we have passed 2,000 listeners. Listen at this. This is Psalms 26. It reads, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. try my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I've not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evil workers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with blood men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations I will bless the Lord. That was Psalms 26. You know, as I read it this morning, I began to write down the attributes, the characteristics of Almighty God. And I just lifted out just about six. First of all, God is a vindicator. He's a vindicator. He's trustworthy. He's an examiner. He's a prover, a tester, a wonder worker, and he's merciful. I just extracted that from Psalms 26. I think that you can find hope and confidence and stand on your absolute conviction that God loves you. 24/7, he loves you. And that these characteristics, you can depend upon them, not only lean upon them, but you can draw strength from them. I'll say them again for you. He's a vindicator. He's trustworthy. He's an examiner, a prover, a tester, a wonder worker, and he's merciful. Yeah, you may wonder, what am I doing here in Kansas? I'm here with my family members. And I tell you, it's always an honor. Why? Because it all starts with the family. And this is why we have to unify. Because when we unify, please listen to what I'm about to say. When we unify, we actually open up a pathway for miracles. Yeah. Wherever two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. Unity opens the pathway for miracles. Are you looking for a miracle from God? Are you tapping into the Spirit, believing God for something greater? What I mean by greater is something that we can't do for ourselves. We look to God to do it for us. I want you to think about that. I want you to contemplate that. I want you to know that God loves you 24/7 and no matter what, he loves you. He's merciful. And, you know, and we have to exhibit those characteristics of God by showing love. There's a scripture that says God is love. I say period, point blank. And so for us to show love, we have to have what? Mercy, forgive others, unify, bless others. Hey, something as simple and beautiful and engaging as a smile. And be at peace with others. And instill hope in others. You know, my mantra sometimes is that hope is that light at the end of a dark tunnel. Hope is a pathway to faith. And I want you to keep God first, not complaining. I mean, we talk about love. We're talking about having mercy, having forgiveness, unifying, blessing others, giving others a smile when they most need it, and being at peace with others. The Bible says that without peace, no man or woman shall see God. He says, pursue peace and seek it. Yes, I'm getting texts in now. I'm getting texts now. Listen, keep God first. Try your best not to complain. I know we all do, but try your best not to complain. And guess what? Don't blame others, because when we blame others, you know what happens? We break that chain of unity that connects us to miracles. It's kind of simple. I don't mean it's easy. I do not mean that it's easy, but it is often very, very simple. Simple principles and patterns that if we concentrate, get them in our minds and try to implement them in our lives, we get another go round, another opportunity to try to make life better, not for just ourselves, but for those that are close and connected to us, which eventually lifts humanity to a new level. I say this because I believe it. I believe that as we dislodge from the things that are not of God and we connect to the Spirit of God, we go higher, we ascend to a new dimension in God. We make the world a better place. Hey, sounds simple, doesn't it? But let's take time to examine and say, God, what is it that I need to do? How can I show mercy? How can I forgive others? How can I unify? How can I bless others? Hey, how can I give a smile to someone in need? How can I be at peace with my fellow man? How can I instill hope in someone else? Keep God first. Try your best not to complain. I mean it. I really mean it. And this is... A challenge that we're all faced with, but we get another opportunity, another go-round to make it right. We get another chance. God always gives us another opportunity to make it right. Have you ever said to yourself, hey, I'm going to get it right this time. I'm going to try it again, but this time I'm going to get it right. In other words, I'm going to pass this test. And those of you that have had to take tests, and all of us have, it is so important. Isn't that something? So important when the teacher says, I'm going to let you all retake the test. Hey, that's like music to the ears. Another opportunity to get it right. Another go round. God gives us that opportunity because he loves us. It's simply because he loves us. And we give other people another go around. Why? Because we are the image and the likeness of God. We're created in his image and in his likeness. I'm really speaking to you today from the depths of my heart. I want you to keep lifting. Let's become the bridge over troubled waters. Let's be the bridge that can lead others into a light, into the path that can take them through, that can help them to get over. I mean, that's love. When we learn how to serve, when we take on that heart of a parent. Hey, listen, Jesus, he was our perfect example. You can look at his life and you can begin to overcome, because overcoming, I'm going to throw this in, is not leading by force. Overcoming is showing the love of God through forgiveness, being merciful, smiling, not playing, you know, not blaming others, calming down. That's part of it, and staying close to God. You know, whenever we are close to God, I don't know about you, I feel powerful, but yet I feel so vulnerable to the ways of God. I feel vulnerable. I feel like I'm at the mercy of emulating the God that is in me, allowing those virtues and attributes to be gathered so that people can see who God is. And how God actually exhibits himself. That's why he put us here. Yep, plain and simple. That's why we were born. Every man or woman was born of a woman. And God designed it this way so that we come, when we come through that birth canal or by cesarean or, you know, the method that the medical professionals decide to use. But when we come into this world, God is saying, he's proclaiming, he's announcing from heaven, I'm sending a representative, an ambassador into the world so that you can see what heaven is like. Oh, I know this is plain and simple, my beloved. What heaven is like, what the kingdom of heaven is like. And I'm sending an ambassador to show you my attributes, my qualities, what I'm really like. And this is why I believe that we're here. That's why we get another go round. God knew, nothing takes him by surprise when we get out of character. But I want you to know, whenever we get out of character, it's an opportunity for us to examine ourselves and build our character. I can hear somebody going, she said it too, that's it. I feel you. And I feel you today. I feel you this evening, whatever the time is for you across the world. This is a time where God is giving us another go-round, another chance to get it right. And I believe we can try again and make more progress. I mean, exceed our own expectations, exceed what we have ever imagined. I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the strength of the Lord. And God only allows this because he loves us. You know, there is a scripture that says, for all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. I believe I'm talking to people that love God. I believe I'm talking to people of great faith. We don't get in there and try to, this is not our point in our podcast, to divide different faiths. What I mean by that is this. We're here to encourage you to walk strong in your faith. Stand bold in your faith. Yeah. Stand bold in the faith that God has given you. You know what? We get distractions in life. And don't think for one minute that sometimes people don't know they're distracting you. They may do it deliberately. They may do it out of ignorance. But whatever it is, you know that God wants you to stay focused. Don't lose. Don't lose it. Stay on point, my beloved. Stay on point. Remember, Jesus stayed on point. He went all the way. He went all the way. Even when his disciples didn't stick with him, he kept going forward, and that's what I want you to do. Keep going forward. Don't be intimidated by the circumstances. Don't be intimidated when you feel like you've blown it. Don't do that. I want you to remember that you can depend upon God. You have God to depend upon. You have God to depend upon. He is your Father. And keep that absolute conviction that he is and that he loves you. And wherever you go and whatever you face, God is with you. You know, when the Africans came over from Africa to America, I like to say this. I'm talking about when the Africans came over from America and enslaved in America. I like to add this. They came basically with two things, the color of their skin and a knowledge of knowing that they belonged to God. Then they believed it. And this, although it took a long time, they held on to this. I know that I know that I know that I belong to God. And so this put in them an absolute conviction that they could make it. And it, although it took a long time and there was a period of much, you know, some of you know, you've studied a bit of basic history, you can Google it. But the point is this, they had an absolute conviction that they belonged to God. And they were able to hold on in even some of the most adverse situations. I want you to hold on to that conviction that you belong to God. Yeah. And wherever you go and whatever you face, God is with you. And you, and sometimes say it, God is with me. I'm not alone. It could be late in the midnight hour. God is with me. I'm not alone. In a strange environment, God is with me. I'm not alone. May look like, hey, you're talking about something that's invisible that I can't see. That's more real than what you can see with your naked eye. God is with you. You're not alone. Always remember, you are a child of God. Hold on to that conviction. All that you may have gone through or all that you may go through, hold on. I belong to God. God loves me. And no matter where I am, listen to this, I am a daughter or a son of God. No matter where I am, remember that. No matter your physical location, I'm going to take it deeper. No matter your mental state, no matter where I am mentally, physically, spiritually, in my soulish realm, I am a daughter or a son of God. Have that absolute conviction. You can overcome any situation because you have that parent and child relationship with Almighty God, who is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. You're not alone, my beloveds. Yeah, God is with me. I'm not alone. I'm getting texts. I'm getting messages. You're grabbing it. Retain your faith. That's what I said. Retain your faith. Have conviction. Have an absolute faith. I'm not talking about, an intellectual, assent type of faith. I'm talking about that faith that has this quality, has this attribute. The now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Retain your faith no matter what. Have that same determination. You know, have that infinity type of faith, that no matter what you're faced with, a little play on words there, no matter what you're faced with, have faith in God. Hey, another go around, another opportunity to trust God. I want you to embrace this. I want you to embrace the love of God, the 24/7 care that He has for you, and unite. Begin to unite with those around you. Because remember, in unity creates miracles. Unity creates an atmosphere for you. Unity creates an atmosphere, this is what I want to say, for miracles to begin to flow. Listen, have a heart to unify. I said another go round. It's imperative. It's important. Don't let your love get lost in the everyday cares and the twists and turns of life. Yeah. Don't let your love fall to the ground. Lift it up. And, you know, it's just always good sometimes to do an examination. I talk about the EKG. And sometimes it's good to do an examination and ask yourself, you know, where did I lose this love? God, I repent. I ask you to forgive me, and I want that love to flow out of me. Yeah, come on, bring it on home. Remember, when we're not loving, we're not displaying God's attribute, because God is love. Yeah, unity. First, unify with God. then begin to unify, begin to settle things within yourself and unify with those around you. That's another go-round. That's another opportunity. Let's not be ignorant of God's heart. And what I mean by ignorant is just not knowing. And we learn the heart of God by reading the Word of God. Hey, guess what? Here I am in the state of Kansas. Yes, I'm in the state of Kansas, and I'm shouting out to all the people here in the state of Kansas. I want you to know that we're here sending out love, releasing love right here in Kansas. And I shared with you early on in the broadcast, I'm here with my family, and it's always a blessing. Unify, 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 and know, have that absolute conviction that you belong to God. Have that absolute conviction, have it, that you're a child of God. God loves you, and no matter where you are, mentally, spiritually, or physically, you are a daughter or a son of God. Hey, listen, you can be an overcomer with this heart and spirit of God. Unite with your families, my beloved. I don't know. Begin somewhere. A small act would be beautiful. I want you to know that I love you, and I don't know if we have, if you want to say something here, I don't know, but I have someone with a phone number of 3044, I don't know if you want to say hello today. Would you like to say hello? I'd love for you to do that. Are you there? Okay. Can I get a hello from this caller? Can you say hello? I want you all to pray for me so I can get better with my studio. You know, I'm the engineer and everything here, so I mean it. If you pray for me, I know it will happen. Can you shout out and say hello, 9001? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I want you to know that I tried again, and I'll try and try again, and I will get it right. I promise you, with the help of God, we'll get it right. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I want you to rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to hold on and know that God is your vindicator. He's trustworthy. You can depend on him. Hey, my assignment today is to let you know there's another go-round. I want you to know that you're going to get a second chance. If I had taken my time today, we would have talked about Jonah. But I believe that we talked about just what God wanted us to learn today and to share with each other. I love you because you take your precious time to spend this time with me. Wow, how blessed I am that you've done this. I want you to know that. I want you to know that you are the apple of God's eye. And God loves you. And guess what? I love you. God told me to take the two off. You know how you say, and I love you too? God told me just drop the two and just say, I love you. And that's what I'm saying today. I love you. And what a privilege to be with you today. All right, we're going to sign off for today. I want to thank you for joining me, and I want to say that I love you, I appreciate you. I know you don't want me to go, I can feel it. And guess what? I hope you feel me. I don't want to go. But we're going to stick to our commitment today, and maybe in the future we'll expand our program. But I also want to take time. I want to, you know what I want to do? I want to start interviewing some of you and just hearing what's on your heart and what's on your mind. I want you to know that we're going to go in new heights and new depths in this second season of the Dr. Glovina Show. I'm shouting out today to each and every one of you, my family, though, my listeners, those that called in, those that are listening from all over the world. And I'm telling you, we've got listeners from all over shouting out to China, Japan, We're shouting out to South Africa, Brazil. Did I say France and Italy? Did I say Ghana? Did I say the wonderful USA, the United States of America? We're shouting out to Trinidad, Tobago. Wow, hello. Did I say Jamaica? Wow, we love you. Thank you for joining us. We even have a call in from the beautiful island of Sardinia, sitting out in the Mediterranean. We're sending you our love. We love you and appreciate
Hello,
you.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show.
And how well we
I'd like you to
appreciate
do me a favor.
You.
Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us?
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show.
Connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.